Right, here we go again. We're back with another Mint Sauce Chronicles. This is a bit of a bonus edition, a bit of a last-minute.com edition. We weren't really planning on this,
can't believe you just said last-minute.com.
Yeah, I know, I can't either.
Jesus.
Chris is just opening a bottle of witch piss.
Bottle of Rioja, yeah.
There you go. we just thought it's Sunday night. We just thought we'd do one. It's 8 o'clock. We just thought we'd have a chinwag for an hour. I suppose that's what this is. Anything in particular. Because we sort of, I can't say we've had a week off, but because we released the Huxley release. Mm. It's been quite an interesting journey releasing that, hasn't it, Chris?
Mm. Yeah. I've enjoyed doing it. Mm. Felt a bit different, didn't it?
Yeah.
I hope people are enjoying it.
Mm. Mm. There's going to be another few more over the coming weeks. We finished three. So there's going to be four in first series, because they do take a bit of doing.
We've virtually not mentioned Brave New World yet.
No, apart from in title. Not even mention any of it. But I mean, we are living Brave New World, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
We are living in that.
Especially when you look at that city thing that they want to do.
15-minute cities. Yeah,
that stuff.
Well, I mean, they've got all the little domino pieces in place, haven't they? They've got electric cars, 15-minute cities, Cameron, Ulez, whatever, Sadiq Nobed Khan wants to put up all over the place.
Robots delivering food round by me.
Robots delivering food in particular, delivering takeaways to people. People are now used to being constrained into smaller areas. Will they go along with it? Yep, somebody said to me the other day, people won't take this thing. I said, well, I wouldn't have thought they'd have taken the 2020 nonsense, but they did. There's just not enough of us to kick up a fuss, that much of a fuss, to create a backlash.
Because people are putting bags over those video cameras.
Yeah, but people like us.
It's a good start, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not my neighbour who doesn't talk to me anymore who's putting a bag over a camera. Braveheart, it's not him. It's the same people, isn't it? The same people who are doing this stuff. And will it make a difference putting a bag over it? Some people were setting fire to cell towers. That's another interesting story. I read a story about somebody sent it to me. It was an area, I think. I'll say it's down south, just for saying it's down south. Everything's down south, or seems to be. Phone company built a monstrous 52-foot 5G mast overlooking our gardens while we were sleeping.
Right. What, overnight?
Overnight. this is what's happening. So people are... Phone companies are putting up masts while people are sleeping. Residents have told of their shock after an eyesore, so that's all it is about, an eyesore 5G mast, was suddenly installed behind their homes under cover of darkness after a council forgot to put up planning notices. Of course it did.
Yeah, forgot, yeah.
Yeah, just forgot. Workmen arrived and began installing a 52-foot, 16-metre structure just yards from garden fences at 10 p.m.
That's disgusting, isn't it? Even just on an eyesore level, yeah. Never mind.
Shrewsbury, Shropshire, that is.
Never mind beaming crap into your head.
I mean, look there, just on an wake up, and that's in her back garden there.
Yeah, sinister-looking things and all that.
They're horrible-looking things. I mean, I'd be out with my fucking still saw.
Well, I don't know if you'd probably electrocute yourself. How would you get...
I don't know. But
must be. Have you seen the generators that are next to them as well? It's like a big generator with a radiation symbol on it. Fat, I noticed.
Yeah, but
you know the red, the yellow and black radiation symbol.
It's safe though. But going back to that, what you're talking about, 15-minute cities. This is all part of it. We forgot to put a planning notice up, but it's all right because it's us. And it's just an eyesore. It's not that it's.
Imagine if
dangerous.
We put something without planning notice.
Yeah. You're just
50 foot tall.
Yeah. Can you imagine waking up and finding that in your garden?
You'd be fucking furious, man.
But what will happen, Chris? I mean, it's in Mail Online. So they've actually got traction of a news story there. And nothing will happen. Mm. Nothing will happen.
No. Don't know. I'd definitely find a way to sabotage that if it were me.
Yeah.
But what the hell are those things, man? Look at them. I mean, I know a lot of people know what they are, but just looking at them, they just look so imposing.
Triffids, that's what remind me of. Triffids.
Yeah. I've noticed loads around here. Not really near my house, thank God, but driving up down Cambridge, just appear. I don't know when they were put up, but they weren't there, and then they were there, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, they do throw, as I've seen, they can put them up at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they think they're going to, even without it being a cell tower and being dangerous, don't they think they're going to wake people up at that time? They're not interested.
Mm.
Just that alone tells you the arrogance of these people, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
These councillors working for us.
Who's had that conversation, though? No, put it up at 10 at night so you don't get any grief.
Yeah.
I might make loads of noise, but do it as quietly as possible. Just shove that thing up. You've got to get it
with
up
a crane.
Yeah. Once it's up there, no one's going to do sod all, so don't worry about it.
No, nobody's going to do anything ever again. I see Lily Savage passed away suddenly. Although they have changed sudden deaths now to unexpected.
Well, that's probably just changed the algorithm so you don't search for it. But he was ill. He was ill though, wasn't he? I think
he was. But no, I think he had a heart condition, didn't he?
Mm.
But again, I've got pictures of him pushing jibbery jabberies.
It's interesting though, in fact, when you put in died suddenly, which I still do sometimes, and I feel bad even doing it, to be honest with you, but I still do occasionally. But when one of a famous person like him, he dies, it takes over the whole feed. If you put in like one day, it takes it over for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
So that's all any newspaper will talk about. Whereas on a normal day, normal folk will turn up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Which is odd, and it's grim, and it's a grim thing to do. But I do occasionally do it.
But these people are passing away in large numbers. I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day, and this is probably the reason why we're doing this tonight, isn't it? One of the reasons. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I told them that, you know, average deaths are up in double figures, up as high as 18%. I think they were up over 20% at one point.
January and February were the worst bit, I think.
Right.
I think they've dipped since then.
Ed from Outer Light saying they were at 18% in New Zealand. And he said, right, but it's been like that before, hasn't it? I said, 18%? It's never like that, ever.
No.
Ever. I said, but I will put it in context. I think the plague or the Black Death, whatever that was, right, was 6% above the average, they think.
Right.
So let's get it in context.
It'd be interesting to know what the wars were.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the First and Second World War.
Yeah. What do you mean, the mass culling of men?
Yeah. The First and Second World War.
I'd like to know the impact of what that cull.
That's what I mean. What percentage of excess death were there then? Was it?
Imagine though, Chris, they're the fighting men, if you like, or most of them were. Mm. Yeah. They've taken that all them that died and all them that were traumatised, because everyone that fought there in the First and Second were traumatised, regardless of how brave or whatever, and or how the symptoms, you couldn't really see them, they were traumatised.
Yeah.
That trauma then passes down to the next generation by their DNA.
Trauma. Yeah, I think we've talked about that, haven't we?
Emotional trauma, emotional memory.
I was talking to a South African girl who used to work with years ago, and she was saying that I was on about South Africans being big guys. And she actually said that. I thought it was interesting when she said it, that all our healthy men were wiped out in First and Second World War. That gene pool was wiped out, which makes sense, doesn't it? First World War, then Second World War.
Does if you're a eugenicist?
No, I mean, it makes sense that it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, no, I know what you've meant.
What
yeah.
I mean is then we're left, the stock that is left is not, you know, you're left with the sick and the weak and, you know.
Yeah.
And the boffins, if you like, who didn't.
Yeah, the easily manipulated.
Yeah, yeah. And
brain damaged.
Horrible. Horrible. Yeah. Over what? Nothing.
Well, it was an experiment. Oh, again, it was in some of the research we were doing. I came across the Kellogg's. I think we were called William Kellogg's anyway, whatever they were called. And he's got a reason I came across it was in the Huxley research. Right. Susan Mickey's crew came up, right?
Right.
And her brother, Jonathan Mickey, he's an economist, communist economist. He works at Oxford University in the Kellogg's Institute or something like that.
She's a communist as well.
Yeah, of course she is. Anyway.
No, he said columnist. But
an economist, communist. he works in the Kellogg's Institute, I think, at Oxford. Anyway, Kellogg's was a eugenicist, obviously. It's well known fact that he was a eugenicist. He wanted to rid the world of the, was it the undesirables? Something like that, anyway. Isn't it strange how, this is how trusting we sheep are. We put a eugenicist in charge of our breakfast.
Kids' breakfast, more so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that little encapsulation there just sums up why we're in this shithole now.
Loaded with sugar.
Loaded with everything that shouldn't be. That's it. To rid society of imbeciles.
Nice.
That's what John Harvey Kellogg wanted. That's what he said. That was his favorite.
What year was he around? Was it 30s? 40s?
No, before that. 1900s, early 1900s, 1800s.
Right. So early eugenics. Like, he'll have been on it, like, in America, going up to when they actually started doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when they were neutering people. He wanted to sterilize everybody.
Yeah. Nice guy.
So then you've got the World War One starting, if you want. And imagine if the planning behind that, all the media, a bit like the divock and the nonsense we've lived through, was about a virus, right?
Yeah.
But we knew it was something like what Professor Giordano were talking about all a few years ago.
Yeah.
Imagine if World War One wasn't about Germans against Britons, for argument's sake. Somewhere in a smoky room, people were talking and saying, right, yeah, as part of our eugenics plan, we need to get rid of this gene pool and put these men through so much trauma that when they come back and breed, we're going to have these shrinking violet, shaking jelly men left, or men to come out, or humans to come out of it.
Maybe it was the same scenario where we need to get to X amount of number of death and trauma.
Right, yeah.
Before we can let it, and then they were like, you know what, we can stop it now.
Yeah, we can stop now. Pull the plug.
We're all right now.
Yeah, pull the plug.
Yep.
And then
like the recent nonsense, you've got people going, what the F just happened?
Yeah, what happened after 4.5 years?
I mean, you ask anyone now, right, what World War One was about, and I guarantee you no one knows.
Because that prince got shot in Sarajevo.
They might say Franz Ferdinand got shot, but is that a reason to kill millions of people?
No.
Let it go. No. I'd let it go. All right, I don't even care who he is. You shot someone. Yeah. We definitely aren't going to kill millions of people over that one guy getting shot.
His wife had a shit out of
ridiculous.
Him. Anyway. A fashion sense.
You're all wearing stupid hats. Yeah. Definitely shouldn't go to war over that.
No.
For definite. But then again, you could
say probably
that
deserve
about,
shooting for that hat.
You could say that about 9/11, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's horrible that 3,000 people died. Should we go and annihilate an entire country or two because of that?
Well, if you're Tony B. Liar, makes sense.
Yeah, we definitely shouldn't do that. That's not a karmic way to deal with things, is it?
It makes sense if you're Tony B. Liar. But I mean, World War One. If you look at it as I'll say a game played by powerful individuals.
Well, I mean, you're showing films that they've got that big chessboard and they're just moving parts around.
Yeah,
moving that army over there. That maybe we're all just a big game.
And it's strange, isn't it? How World War One and World War Two were very similar in how they did it. Oh, the Americans need to come in. You to save everybody, type of thing. The cavalry,
and with them creating the superpower that is America, yes, and the military arm superpower.
Yeah, the Russians were on our side, and we were helping the Russian. You know, we're all a very similar package, and that's what it looks like to me now. Because in that traumatic event, look at all the invention of weapons or secret services and things like this under, because they could bring these laws in. Just like they did with the Divock and 9/11, they could bring these laws in that people don't even question.
Yeah, like the, I mean, think of the, what is it, World War II, the rationing. Was that even necessary, would you think now?
Probably not, no. Look at land, we're talking about land again.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that Britain were importing everything at that point? I don't believe that.
I don't think they were importing hardly anything, were they, at that point?
No. I mean, so what, didn't they say you had to turn all your allotments over and all this type of stuff and daft things?
It's more shite, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, look how much land's that. I look out my window and there's literally thousands of acres of green fields with nothing in them.
You get on a train.
Right, you've got to have a ration book.
You get on a train from here to Yorkshire, nothing. Here to London, fields. Occasional town.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Yeah.
If you flew from John O'Groats to Land's End, all you'd see is green fields, mainly. Yeah. And even Britain's not big. And, you know, if you flew across America or Australia or anywhere larger than here, France and places like that, it's all green. Mm. Every now and again, you come across. You see it more on a night because you come when you look out of a plane on a night, say you're going across France.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. You see a little
nothing,
tower,
nothing, nothing, nothing. Yeah. Yeah. But you can, because you're so high up, you can see the surrounding area that's light and everything else is pitch black. And that's green fields. That's where they could be growing carrots and cabbages.
Yeah. You don't see that many animals in them anymore, either, like you used to do, do you?
No. No, you don't. But again, we're entering a phase now where we are at war. People still think, and I'm not people listening, but people still think that the gas has been turned off, COVID's over, let's get on with his life. Yeah, there's a bit of a slump, financial slump, but it's happened before. This is how they've lulled everybody into this false sense of security. And if you think of the wars, they probably did the same in the wars, didn't they? Mm. Imagine the cranking up of fear, Hitler's coming, the Germans are coming with babies on bayonets, all this type of, the sinking of the Lusitania. You know, all these things could be avoided. There's no need for any of it.
No.
They wanted it.
The fact is they wanted a war, yeah. Churchill was known as a warmonger as well.
Well, Churchill was just a pisshead, wasn't he? He wasn't anybody. How anybody can view him as a hero, and our dad did. And you look at it now and you think, the ultimate piss take, we've got an alcoholic, madman, running country against a German madman.
No, but that's how he won the war fire, because he was just fucking thinking outside the box.
It epitomises Britain, the bulldog spirit, the Dunkirk spirit.
Yeah. Bullshit spirit.
Yeah, bullshit spirit, yeah. An alcoholic whose speeches were done by that guy who did Larry the Lamb.
Yeah. I'm not so much bothered about his drinking, to be fair.
Well, I'm not so... If we're an alcoholic living in a flat... If we're living in a flat in Basingstoke, right, an alcoholic... You know, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
When you're fighting a war.
Yeah.
Against apparent fascists. Yeah.
I mean, his old story is nonsense.
Another staged event from beginning to end.
Another staged event.
All
them
wars.
People died in them. Millions of people died in these things. Yeah. Millions of people got dishoused, dishomed, the lives annihilated. Yeah. For what? For what? For the trading places dollar bet.
Yeah.
That is it. Everything's a trading place's dollar bet. You can just sense that even Divot, right, what are we going to come up with now? We're going to come up with this so we get people to have a genetic changing vaccine. How are we going to do it? We terrify them with a virus.
Which is now...
A few people turn them into hypochondriacs.
Yeah. Which is now openly admitted due to Wancock, etc. I mean, what psychological reasons behind that fire? Yeah. I'm a celebrity, wank me off. Now he's admitting. Now he's admitting that he's, you know, you've got that. I mean, I know it's boring to talk about, but what operations going on there? Is that just I'm your friend, I'm your enemy, I'm your friend?
Somebody sent me an email that Liz Truss Liz Truss is going into I'm a Knobhead, Get Me Out of Here.
Really?
Apparently. I don't know.
What's that about? Weird. This is the upside down world we're living in.
We're living in strange times, but Lily Savage passing away. I mean, she was one of those. He was one of those transvestite type characters that were on mainstream television in the 90s. I don't think you were in the 80s. I think it was 90s mainly. We were on 2000s.
I didn't mind him, to be fair.
I didn't mind the guy at all.
I don't think he was part of the trans agenda.
I think they are part of trans agenda, Chris. I think they are. I'm not saying him personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, what they call him, Eddie Lizard.
He is. Yeah, he is. Yeah. Now, isn't he? Yeah.
Eddie Lizard with his high heels on. Yeah. But then
he used to be pretty
like
funny, he did. He used to be pretty funny. His early stand-ups were really good.
Yeah. Then you've got people like Dick Emery, Les Dawson, all these people. I mean, that were more... I mean, they were funny, hilarious, But that would drag at end of day, wouldn't it, if you want to call it that?
Well, drag's always existed, though, Fatty. It's always existed since pantomimes. It's always been around, hasn't it? It's not like it's... Yeah. What the thing is, you know, like homosexuality...
That were funny, though, Chris. There's a difference. That was funny.
Well, it's
the
not
stuff
as funny.
We're seeing now.
No, but it's not as funny as that guy with boobs playing piano with his knob. That's funny.
No, that were quite. Yeah, that were quite funny. On Channel 4, mainstream
you,
Channel
you,
4.
You,
yeah.
you need to get your head out of your house, Fatty, and start living in the real world.
Start wearing my crotchless leather crackers and playing xylophone. No, he's. It's going to another level, isn't it? And imagine, right, if somebody said, I've got this great idea, I'm going to get a load of female strippers. To go to a junior school and cavort like these drag queens are in front of kids. Imagine what would happen there. Oh, we're going to get a load of Chippendales oiled up, jumping up and down, pulling G-strings off.
Yeah. Where is that happening, though? I mean, everyone talks about it. I've never been in school. I hope they'll tell me if that's going to happen.
Yeah. I'd like to hope so.
Because I'll take her
out. Seems to be happening in States a lot, doesn't it? That in Canada.
I'll take her out of schools. Quick as I did when they were doing flu vaccines.
Ed showed a video where they had, and I don't think it were in a school. I think the video were a green screen behind them, but there were a tranny with a talking to a kid, and it looked like it were in a school. And how do they get that? You know, how does that make sense? You're talking of Ed showed some figures, 0.014% of a population.
Yeah,
get that much exposure, for want of a better word.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always been 0.0001%. Why would a minority get so much attention?
But there's no other minority. They didn't do that for Aborigines or Maoris or Native Indians or anybody. Get that much attention to say everything's wrong. That's the levels of depravity that we're going down.
I think
that's how they're trying to unravel it.
We could start a movement, 25%ers. 25% mixed summer. No one's giving us any attention. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. The nostril gang. Yeah.
25% nostril gang.
Yeah. Yeah. Sawn off nostril gang. But Ed made a good point, actually. He said, why is it that it's always men that dress as women, not women that dress as men?
Yeah. That doesn't exist.
It's only ever one way.
Because men are usually a bit more perverse than women.
So we have to let him dance in front of 5-year-olds.
If one of those lunatics dance in front of my 5-year-old, I'll knock him out.
I kick him in his mud flaps.
I'm not a violent guy, but I would produce violence in that situation.
Yeah. Boot mud flaps.
I don't care how cancelled I got.
let's test out whether you've still got out there, lad.
Yeah. I can cancel, mate. Just stay away from my kids, you freakazoid.
Yeah. It's an odd state of affairs, really, what's going on with in schools. But people keep asking me, you know, I'm reading a story here as well about... cash points, they're going to stop, the free cash points that are in shops and stuff like that.
Right.
They're going to charge for it now.
Right. All right.
And I read in Australia they're going to close a load of cash points and close a load of... you can see the steady decline of your local bank closing. All right, now I've got to go to the main town.
Someone was telling me that the other day. A mate of mine said that all the banks in his town centre have closed.
Right.
All in these nice buildings like they were. They always were, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest, I'm guilty of using my card, but over recent months I have started drawing cash out. And not even, I know it's not going to make a difference. Is it going to make a difference? I don't know. But it is a nice, you forget how nice it is just to have a bit of cash in your wallet, don't you?
You do, you know, like all these things, Chris, these technology, whatever you want to call it, all of it's fantastic, but not if it kills you.
Yeah. Or not.
I remember having that conversation to someone. If you're going to use it in nefarious ways, like having cameras on the streets, you know, to protect people, sounds fantastic, but we know it's not to protect people, is it? It's to protect them.
Even robot delivery systems. But if you've got some guy with long black nails drinking blood who's in charge of it all.
Called Tony B. Liar.
It takes a dark turn, doesn't it? You know.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. I mean, I love technology. It's fantastic. I mean, we're doing this on tech. Everything's fantastic. It all links together. Amazing. Ooh, clouds and all that. But it just terrifies the shit out of me. I mean.
Well, yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, just quickly, I want to talk about this film, just very quickly, because it just actually links into this. Because you know, I'm always wanging on about robot dogs, and they have now got on with guns on them. Like I said years ago, they will eventually, those Boston Dynamic dogs will eventually have a gun on them. I think I've seen a clip with a sniper rifle on it. I think I've seen one with a machine gun on it. over the year, I've watched them since they started making them. They've got sleeker and sleeker and sleeker. Anyway, I watched a film the other day. This link does link in. It's a very weird link in, but it does. I watched the film the other day, The Isle of Dogs. And it's a Wes Anderson film. It was a bit of a quirky art house director. Are you aware of him, Fire?
No. Can't say I am.
Have you heard of... He directed Grand Budapest Hotel.
I've heard of the film, yeah.
Royal Tenenbaums, Darjeeling Limited. And he did an animation called Fantastic Mr. Fox. And then he did Isle of Dogs.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. So Isle of Dogs came out in 2018. And it's basically, and he got loads of, he always gets critical acclaim, his films. I quite like his films, to be fair. I think they're very quirky, verging on pretentious, but good, to be fair, really good, actually. Anyway, this one, I put it on with my nipper. I've actually seen it before, but I put it on with my child. And it's in 2038 Japan. And there's an outbreak of, and it's an animation, so it's stop motion, old school stop motion animation. I would recommend it because it is good. But 2038 Japan, and there's an outbreak of canine flu that spreads through Japan with the risk of spreading to humans, right? And this film came out in 2018. So the authoritarian mayor of the town, of this one town, he banishes all dogs to a place called Trash Island where they used to dump all the trash. Right. And so all the dogs end up there. And then the mayor's rival of this town comes up with a cure. And he gets rubbed out, murdered basically, with some poisoned sushi because he's in Japan. But in this film, what I noticed was there was an American conspiracy theorist, this woman who'd made a dossier of all the conspiracy. Because it turned out in the end that the mayor had actually created the canine virus to get rid of the dogs. There's a bigger story to it, but I won't bother going into that. But just on an imagery level, what I saw in this film was dogs in masks. Masks were a thing. A jib jab. They came out with a jib jab for the flu, the guy who got killed, and they ended up finding the conspiracy theorists got this cure, and they gave it to the dog. When they gave it to the dog went, "Oh my word, I feel fantastic now. Everything just looks so different. I've not felt so good for ages." I mean, come on, man. 2018,
fine. Yeah. Well, again,
and programming. The robot dog assassins in it. That was my point. They actually had robot dogs going after them. I don't know. If you see a future when... I know this is quite pessimistic, but you know when they say, who would keep us in his houses? Who would do this stuff? Not humans, wouldn't it? Because they wouldn't do it to fellow humans. Well, fucking robot dog would. I mean, you're literally talking Terminator.
A robot dog would.
One interesting thing of that film is the amount of famous people in it. It had Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad fame, Bill Murray, Ed Norton, Jeff Goldblum, Scarlett Johansson, Ivy Keitel, Angelica Houston, and Yoko Ono, the witch herself, was in it.
Fucking hell.
Interesting, though. I don't know. Is it a coincidence? Ono. Maybe it's a coincidence. I don't know. But there is no
Do you believe in coincidences anymore?
Not anymore, no, not really. No.
We're quite a way down the road now, Chris.
You're too far down the road to talk about coincidences.
Yeah. We're
but
down
I found that
road.
Interesting because it was a proper art house. Well, he's like the art house Don, is Wes Anderson.
Right.
And I just found it interesting because then you got Contagion. You've got that one we talked about the other day with, what's his name in it? Guy at Trainspotting. Planet, all these films, like the 9/11 thing, right? After the event, we're starting to see how many actually stack up that were
Spider-Man
that
game,
message.
Tom Clancy.
Everything. It was all there, wasn't it? But no, I mean, I will say I spotted it on a level like we probably talked about before, which is, you know, dustbin bags, white tents, you know, luggage and crap lying everywhere, no people around.
That other one? Outbreak.
Outbreak, it's airborne. Yeah.
It's airborne.
It was dusted off, but wasn't it?
Yeah. But I mean, and then we come to something like this, Chris. This was a release that came out on 23rd of March. It was a Freedom of Information request, Pfizer, right. COVID, mRNA, vaccine biodistribution study. So when somebody's jabbed, this graph shows where all the mRNA ends up in your body.
Right, I've not seen this. What is this? Right.
Well, so all these are your glands here, your adrenal glands. A quarter of an hour, 25, 2 hours, and up to 48 hours after.
Who's done this then? Who's
this is a Freedom of Information request release.
Right. Right.
So this was a study, the Pfizer, basically when they were doing the study. So this shows where somebody's coloured it all in here. Somebody shows that where it spreads to, what gets whacked worse.
Spleen. Ovaries. Just go up a bit. Let me just read the feeling out.
Sorry, go on.
So you've got adrenal glands. I mean, I'm guessing that black is in, that's where it's...
where it ends up after 48 hours, yeah.
So point out the worst ones. Adrenal glands, bone marrow, not quite as
liver.
Black. Kidneys, they're not quite as bad, actually. Liver's a big one, isn't it? Liver's dark. Yeah. Ovaries, oh, God. Go down a bit.
Yeah, ovaries are a worry because obviously we know why. Spleen, I think testes as well. Whole blood, plasma, stomach. I mean, it lists basically all prostate, all of the places that you wouldn't want any of this to your lymphatic nodes.
These are the lungs. Things that people are talking about these turbo cancers from, aren't they?
Well, I mean, you don't have to be Chris Whitty to work this out, do you?
No, you don't need a computer model to work out.
That people are being whacked. I mean, when you see something like that, it's pretty horrific, isn't it? There's not many places escaped where these things go to.
So that is saying where there's a build-up of the...
Yes.
The substance, basically.
Yeah.
And that's them admit that's from Pfizer?
That's from Pfizer. It's a Freedom of Information Act request.
Right. Bloody hell. Can you put a link to that underneath the...
Yeah, I will do, yeah. Yeah. It's... that's page 45, document 6. That. Yeah, it's pretty horrific, that, isn't it? It's not... You emailed me this this week.
Yeah. Symptoms
and stories like this, aren't we? Yeah.
5 warning signs all parents should know. The only reason I emailed it was because, like myocarditis, I'd heard of sepsis, but we start to see advertised on the side of ambulances.
Yeah.
And just the fact the Daily Mail is doing this article about sepsis in children. But when you read, I mean, my understanding of it, and I'm not saying I understand it very well, but my understanding of sepsis is it's a blood poisoning. It's blood poisoning. Yeah. Yeah. And I read that whole article, and I didn't see a mention of blood poisoning in it. It were making out like it were another virus, basically, or an illness. But I'm right in saying it's blood poisoning, isn't it?
Yeah, blood poisoning. It's sepsis is known as the silent killer.
Right.
As opposed to those noisy ones.
Yeah. But
I just mentioned it here, look. Strikes when an infection such as blood poisoning sparks a violent immune response in which the body attacks its own organs. We've just been reading out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've just been reading out.
It's another not coincidence.
It's another coincidentitis. Instead of attacking the invading bug, just a bug, Chris, the body turns on itself, shutting down vital organs. Because that's what bodies do when they're protecting itself. It shuts them down.
But I was always under the impression that sepsis was if you got a cut or a wound and it got badly infected and the infection went into your bloodstream, then you got sepsis. Is that right?
Quite possibly. I mean, there's different ways I would have said of getting sepsis. But
it's going to be something intravenous. It's going to be something intravenous, hasn't it?
Yeah. I notice it shows a child on here, right? And it's going back to 2011. So they're making out that this was relatively common there. But again, what they're not telling you here about this child that died in 2011, H2, was H2. How many jabs have they had at H2?
And also, why are they bringing up someone in 2011 if we're meant to worry about it now?
I'll tell you why, Chris. Because they're making out that it's been going on a long time.
It's historic. Yeah, but also, even if that's true, and I'm sorry that you know, obviously that happened, horrible. But if that happened in 2011, why is this story coming out now?
Why not coming out like the defibs, like myocarditis, like that video I keep mentioning that got banned. They don't want people knowing about this stuff in the way that we tell them.
They're creating a historical narrative, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, these poor parents, that happened in 2011. Why drag it up now?
Well, they're dragging it up because they can. They don't give a shit about these people's parents of this child, do they? They don't care.
So these parents have been used to tell this, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So and parents said, I failed at the thing I was supposed to be doing, keeping her alive. Jason Watkins and wife Clara reveal heartbreak over their daughter's avoidable death from sepsis.
But why have they tracked these poor people down and got them to do this 12 years later?
I don't know, Chris.
There's plenty of time to have this conversation with them, you know, and it's horrible. And those poor parents, you know, even though they're being used by the media, probably think they're helping here. Well, they are. Well, whatever. But
well, they do think they're helping.
But it doesn't make any sense, does it? That's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't make any sense.
No. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Dig up a historical story, interview and make a documentary with them. I think they may have said they made a documentary with them, didn't they?
So they're putting money now into a documentary. I mean, how many jabs do kids have, Chris, now? I don't know what they had in 2011. I seem to remember.
14 physical jabs, I think, at this point.
Yeah, I think it's more. So 8 weeks, they have 6-in-1 vaccine. So it's 6 vaccines there. Rotavirus vaccine and meningitis B vaccine.
Yeah, but you're looking at babies under a year old. It starts earlier than 8 weeks.
No, it goes on longer than 8 weeks, you mean?
No, I'm saying you've got there, it says 8 weeks, 6-in-1.
No, that's when it starts.
No, they haven't before that far. You haven't been. You do. They haven't been in hospital.
No, they have one, the vitamin K one.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Before you even get out.
Yeah. The vitamin K one they have in hospital. But up to 16 weeks. So they have 6-in-1, rotavirus, Mem B. So that's 8. They have another 8. Yeah. And then they have another 7. So that's it. First 16 weeks, they've
18.
Had 3 lots. It's more than that. More than that, isn't it? 20 odd vaccines.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying each one of them. No, if that's a 6-in-1, that's 18. That's 30. What's that?
33 vaccines.
18. Yeah.
Thick Yorkshire bastards. I'm just going to scrape my knuckles on the floor.
I ain't got enough fingers.
Yeah. They're up your nostrils. But that girl there, right, so 2 to 10, she was 2-year-old, right, she'd had all them probably, and year one, hip B, MMR, so 1 year old now, she's hip B, MC, and meningitis C, so that's 2, MMR, that's 5, pneumonia, PCV, because you need that, so that's 6, and men B, 7. So there's a possibility that when she got that, and I'm sure blood poisoning is part of
men B.
Meningitis.
Meningitis B, basically blood poisoning, isn't it? Because you basically get meningitis B is basically sexually transmitted or heroin addict or, you know, sharing a needle. Get it?
So, this is what is so sad. When you've got these parents here who are trying to warn people, but they're not actually warning them about the thing that they need to warn them about, which is don't have your kids fucking vaccinated with all these monstrosities that they're injected into their arms at young ages.
No, they're basically just saying be aware that your child could get ill.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, Tom Hanks is doing another. He's doing an asteroid film.
All right, is that what's next?
Yeah,
is it?
He's going to save us again. It's Tom. I hope he's got his mask on.
Well, it's funny. Asteroid. My missus was watching a kids' film with the child today, and it was about aliens taking over the. I mean, it was a proper kids' film, and these aliens came and took over the world, and got rid of humans and took over the world. And I said to Lee. Even she was like, this is weird. And I said, is that what we're going to see next? Is it the alien invasion or is it the meteorite? It's definitely coming from space, isn't it? They've got to. It's got to be.
Has to be. Next one.
There's been too much stuff laid down. Too much. Too many films, too many cartoons, too much information about. And also, through all the nonsense, so many space launches. Through the nonsense. Launch after launch of space rockets. To nowhere.
Yeah, it's so this is the daft stuff that's coming now, Chris. Families could be told by water companies how much they can use a year for washing, cooking, cleaning, gardening, or they'll face higher charges.
Right. It's going to get a massive water tank.
But this is what where it's going, isn't it? This is what these 15-minute cities... Why are they putting stories out like this? Why does anybody... Why ain't anybody in Parliament saying, you can't do shit like this, this is out of order?
There's never been a shortage of water. Why is there one now?
So if you have a smart meter fitted, they'll tell you you're using too much water. If you don't have a smart meter fitted, they can't tell you're using too much water.
I got phoned the other day, I've been phoned numerous times, when do you want us to come and fit a smart meter? I don't want one. What do you mean? And then they offer you 50 quid. Yeah. Which is like the jibby jab, isn't it? You know, you don't want it, you don't want it, you don't want it. Well, we'll give you something for free or some cash. So I still don't want it. Why don't you want it? Because I don't want that stuff in my house. I'm sorry. And they can't believe that you won't want it because you get a free 50 quid.
Yeah, I know. You get 50 quid for an out.
I don't want it, you know, Ben.
Yeah, but I want it even less now, you're telling me.
You're
you're
telling me
there's
50 quid for it. I got a questionnaire through the post about fitness the other day, right? I think I told you about this. I got an email, I got a text about filling in this online form about fitness. I'm going to look into it further. So I just ignored it. I got 3 or 4 of them. Then I got one delivered through the post, a big envelope, fill in this thing, and you'll get a 5 quid voucher. So then I'm even more suspicious. Because first of all, it was because I couldn't be bothered. And then it's like, why have they sent this massive package through the post and they're offering me 5 quid? That's some kind of data grab, isn't it? It must be.
Yeah. All of it's some kind of data grab, isn't it?
Yeah. And now you're offering me money for it. I'm definitely suspicious.
But these sudden deaths, Chris, are relentless. I mean, I get these stories sent to me, but former Beauty Queen 25 collapsed suddenly and died at Michael Owen's stables, leaving ex-England star in tears.
But again, though, Fatty, what those articles do, because I've looked at a few of them, what they then do is go on to say how lovely she was and how everyone's going to miss her. They don't go into any information about what made these people die.
Anything. No.
No. Just heartfelt this, heartfelt that. Everyone's going to miss them. They were such a lovely person, which is great and lovely. And then there's usually a GoFundMe on it or something. But it's just weird. They never mention what they died of.
I mean, we were talking earlier, right? And yeah, they're of a certain age. Two of our mates' mothers have died within a week.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All of the Big C.
Yeah.
Passed away within in a very short space of time. My mate's mum did. I know your mate's probably a bit more dragged out.
She was ill for a long time, apparently. I didn't know about
it. But when have you ever had two mates' mothers passing away in a week?
Mm.
I know my mate's mum have been tapped. I know that.
I don't know that. But then again, I'll bring up the one that I always bring up, my work where I'm working, where out of, I think, 9 or 10 people in the kitchen, 5 have had a parent pass away within 6 months of each other. Don't get me wrong, a lot of them were old, but I've still never known. That's never happened.
No.
In my existence on this planet.
It's never happened in anybody's life, Chris. Every time you speak to somebody, somebody's passed away.
Yeah.
Every time. Somebody was telling, telling me the other day that their daughter had been to a funeral, one of her friends, bear in mind, she'd be mid-30s, her daughter, one of her friends, same age, they found her in the shower. 2 kids, husband.
But, I mean, are we imagining this, or is it is it happening? Because it's not on the...
We're not imagining it, because we keep asking ourselves if we're imagining it.
Yeah.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Yeah.
Jack Ruby slippers.
Yeah. But how insane, though, that someone must have known when they set all this bullshit up, when they were going to do it, they must have known it would reach this point.
Well, they put stuff like what we've just been reading in newspapers, and they've got knobheads like that Rod Stewart lookalike, Plimlico plumber.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking Thundercat.
Yeah, coming on. I mean, all these people are there, you know, they're all... And all the stories come on where they're telling you what's going to happen. It's like a joke. I remember saying to my mate, I love playing jokes on people, it's when we were younger. Mm. I'd actually, when we used to go out and get smashed, I'd tell them, I said, this would be a fantastic joke to play. The week after, they'll have forgotten about it. Then I used to play it on them. You know, crap jokes, yeah, but funny to me. And I got on my way to do it. But this is... And they're using the same thing on a scale that's unimaginable. Mm. These are just jokes between your mates. This isn't a joke. They're actually killing people. Mm. You know, 2-3 years ago, before all this started, they started talking about defibs.
Yeah.
Even that footballer that nearly died on the pitch, Tottenham against Bolton, I think it was, going back years ago, you won't remember it. They was talking about having defibs then. So the build-up of all this, Chris, has been a long-term plan. And now they're putting stories in about sepsis because they know what these things are causing.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that you can build a system where, you know, like the defibs, we're helping. But then the other side of it is they've got a massive fucking silver dagger that they're sticking in your back. System's amazing, isn't it? You know, we're helping. Yes. We're killing you. I mean, you know, you would ask yourself, why would someone who's putting all these defibs everywhere try and kill you?
Because they know some people are going to survive. I found out one of wife's friends from where she used to work, he had a massive heart attack over Christmas. He was fortunate because when he rang, he wasn't feeling right well at work. He was there on his own. He rang 9/11 up,
666 upside down.
Yeah, yeah. He rang 911 up, or 999, and he said next thing he knew, there was an ambulance there. Even though he said it was, must have said it was strange that the ambulance turned up when it did. Anyway, I got to hospital. They got him in a cubicle doing some tests on him, and he had a massive heart attack there and then. He ended up with 4 stents fitted, and I know full well that these people are tapioca'd. There's no doubt about it, and he wouldn't be here today if that ambulance hadn't turned up. So I think they know that the defibs are going to save some people, but then their lives are going to be that traumatic for the rest of their life now. That,
but also if they've been through something like that. It keeps that mythology out there that someone cares about you.
They care. Yeah. They care. It's the ultimate predator stroke, harmer stroke,
torture device,
whatever you want to call it, you know. Even when you walk past one of them things,
creeps you
thought
out.
Goes through your head. It creeps you out. Yeah. Yeah. Even when you drive past one in a village and you think, what's that doing there in a village? There's only about 20 people here.
Yeah. It's a traumatic situation.
Everything is trauma. Everything. It's and the amount of people now that you're getting calls from that are in bad ways, they're on the way out and they just disappear. Somebody I know's mother, she found out she were ill. A month later, she's not here.
Yeah.
The doctor said it's 6 months to a year. A month later, she's gone.
Yeah.
Even the doctors now can't judge how long it's going to take.
It's funny, actually, I had this conversation with the missus. We're about doctors. And I said, yeah, but doctors, no disrespect to any doctors, but... They're told...
Oh, I can disrespect doctors.
I know you can. But I've been told this, and I'm sure you've heard this, that if you're in doctor school, you're not told what's in a jibber jab. You're told when to distribute it and how old the kid should be, et cetera.
But even if they tell you what's in it, so long as it's signed off by the MHRA, they won't question it.
No.
It could say it's got dog's knackers in there. What's dog's knackers doing in there? Look, we've signed it off, it's safe. We've tested these dog's knackers in this vaccine.
Okay.
All right, I'll do it then, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Let's go on with it.
Give me my doctor's licence.
But my missus said, yeah, but I suppose a cook in McDonald's doesn't need to know what's in the burger.
No.
But it's kind of, yeah.
Someone else, it's a bit like being in military, isn't it? If you think about this is a military operation.
Yeah.
You know, you're running towards a trench, for argument's sake. Somebody's firing a machine gun at you, and your artillery's firing over your head onto that trench.
Hmm.
You don't know who's loading them guns up. They could have been out on piss night before.
Yeah.
But you've got to trust in the artillery, and it's the same thing with doctors. They trust in the pharmaceutical companies. They trust in the...
Well, also, on a worse level than that, if you're in the military and you're told to go over there and kill that guy, you've got to trust the guy who told you that. You're committing murder for a legitimate reason, for fuck's sake.
Him and went to that general who went to Aleister Crowley's school.
Yeah.
Gresham College.
Yeah. I mean, what I mean is, on a spiritual level, you've got to put it down to, is murder just murder? I mean, you can't physically go and kill someone.
It's sacrifice, just sacrifice.
It's death. Death is death. If you're committing murder, you're committing murder. Unless it's in self-defense, it's a genuine... horrible murder. Unless someone is attacking you and your family, then it is murder. I'm afraid. No disrespect to any soldiers out there, but it is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're being attacked, it is a murder.
Yeah.
Only my opinion, it is. By the way. But
yeah.
Being told by some black suit to go and kill someone is not the fucking right way to do it, is it?
No. It's.
Then anyway. It gets you thinking of what's that? What's that book called, Fire?
Which one?
The military one, going to different countries to. Oh, I've forgotten it now. Sorry.
The military one going into different countries.
The guy wrote the book about going to different countries and financially and destroying them through finances and military. Famous one.
Carol Quigley?
No.
Sutton? Anthony C. Sutton?
No, I'm totally forgotten it. I've forgotten it.
Right, it's gone. Sod it. It's Sunday night, and you've not just polished a bottle of wine off. Yeah, we got a message on a comment from, I think I can say her name. It's on YouTube anyway, the comment. Yorkshire Rose. She did actually say, if you read this message, you're free to use it. So she put this on. Thank you for always striving to bring the truth out into the light. A subject for you to consider is the increase in deaths. I mean, yeah. Four of my family members have passed away in the last few months, the last being my brother, who passed away suddenly on Monday. So this is last week. Two died of CV issues, two died of what they're calling turbo cancer, which hasn't been seen much before. Both without symptoms until a few weeks before death. My brother was diagnosed with a mass in his bowel, so large that they were going to operate to take out his whole bowel. Unfortunately, it ruptured and he died of sepsis a week from diagnosis. All his family members had one thing in common. I think we can guess what. I'm posting this because I'm both heartbroken and angry. I bet you are. And want the truth to be shouted from the rooftops. If you read this message, you are free to use it. I don't really know what to say to that, other than with my heart goes out to you. But what you just encapsulated there, Yorkshire Rose, is what we're all seeing. And I come back to it. I think somebody else put a message on about something you said a couple of years ago. Are we going to wake up and open curtains one day and just dogs, wild dogs running around and...
Just birds tweeting.
Yeah.
Is it that children of men level fat? is that where it's going?
Well, you've only to look at where that stuff that we just read out, where the mRNA ends up in your body, ovaries, testes. We're seeing this. This is happening. You know, we're not me and you and these everybody watching it, and we can see this. Even the blind can see this.
Well, Yorkshire Rose isn't a nutter, is she?
No.
Four members of her family have died. Yeah. I mean, what does even mass in your bowel mean? What does that even mean?
Well.
Confessions of a something hitman. That's what the book was.
Yeah.
What is it?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Confessions of a something hitman. What's the book called?
Economic Hitman, it is.
Economic
John hitman. Perkins.
That's
yeah.
it.
Confessions
yeah.
of it, yeah. Yeah, it's.
I had to remember it.
Yeah, it was a good book in its day, that, and some good interviews John Perkins did, and it's there's some strange things we're living in, some kind of strange parallel universe where we can see all these things happening, and the people around us are just walking around like sheep. I'm not saying we're not sheep. I'm just saying that they're walking around like, well, the master comes and trims his wool every year and looks after us. And every now and again, one disappears, but who cares? You know, they're feeding us and we've got a roof over his head and we've got nice green grass to eat.
Animal farm when Clobber goes missing. Is it Clobber? The horse goes missing.
Clover.
Is it Clover?
I don't know. One or two. But it is. We're... stories like that, and then stories like your work, stories like what I've just repeated there. I wouldn't have been repeating these stories 4 years ago.
No. But the reason we need to keep mentioning them, Fatty, is because it's normalising it. Not us normalising it. We're talking about it because we're talking about it. What I mean is, by it being just mentioned that this person's... Everyone's getting used to it. It's normalising the fact that you know five people around you that have died. But it's not normal. It wasn't normal before.
Yeah.
25-year-olds collapsing was not normal.
No,
in any world.
No.
At all.
No. And then you see stories like this in Telegraph. Young women had 3.5 times higher risk of death from heart issues after AstraZeneca jab.
Right, that's in Telegraph, is it?
That's in Telegraph on Monday, last Monday.
Right, bloody hell. So what does the article say? Well, I mean, they took out the AstraZeneca jab anyway with very little fanfare. They didn't tell anybody, really, did they? I didn't really realise.
No, they just knighted and made everybody into dames and stuff like that.
Then they
ain't nothing but a dame, that she-man.
They basically took it off the shelf, though, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then still shouting out, jib-jabs are safe and etc.
The Office of National Statistics analysed hospitalisations, jab records and death registrations among 12 to 29-year-olds. I mean, we're not... 12 to 29-year-olds, Chris. After one dose of non-mRNA jab, the AstraZeneca weapon that kills, which includes the weapon that kills jab, there was evidence of an increased risk of cardiac death in young women.
You see, I have to say, just looking at that fact, I mean, I've thought this for a while, but I think they want people to kick off. I really do. Because they're now announcing in the Telegraph that women who've had the jibber jab are more likely to have an heart attack. And that's in the Telegraph, right? I've never even seen that article before. I mean, it's been suggested at this. But to be that, I mean, they must want people to kick off. They must. That must be part of the plan.
And then they put this, however, overall among 12 to 29-year-olds, mortality was not significantly increased in the first 12 weeks of jab compared to the longer-term risk.
What the hell does that
mean? I don't mean anything that, though, does it?
No.
Longer-term risk of what? They're trying to hint at COVID, aren't they?
Yeah.
But the longer-term risk, what they're telling you there, really, is that there's a longer-term risk than 12. So if they didn't measure it after 12 weeks, how do they know that all these other people... It says here underneath, the number of deaths in England involving Divac vaccines causing adverse effects is minuscule compared with the number administered 59 compared with 144.7 million. So they're saying there's 59 deaths.
Which is bollocks.
Which is not... We're seeing the after effects. We're seeing it. I mean, this was from heart issues, but what they're telling you there, what they're actually telling you there is that there's more of a risk further along and we can hide it better.
Yeah. I'm not going to swear. I was going to swear, but I'm not going to swear.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they trying to wind people up? Because, I mean, if I'd had the jibber jab and I read that, I'd be wound up.
Most people aren't wound up, are they? Most people are terrified because they've had the jab.
Unfortunately, no one talked to me and knew about things like this because no one talked to me about it.
No.
No one had said to me, I've had the jibber jab and I shouldn't have had it. No one's going to ever say that to me.
Right, yeah. And then you've got, like, again, coming back to trusting these eugenicists. Pepsi announces huge change in their classic, Chris, fizzy classic drinks. And you may be able to taste the difference. A 330ml can, 33, can be used to contain 36 grams of sugar, which has now been reduced to 15 grams.
Woo. Well, thanks.
Yeah. Pepsi, who use aborted fetus cells in their sweeteners. So now what they're going to use, right, instead of using sugar in there, is artificial sweeteners. So we're exchanging one toxic ingredient for one that's even more toxic.
Yeah, but it's not sugar, so it's fine.
But it's not sugar, so it's fine. It cuts the calories down. It's got 56% less calories, but it produced holes in rats' brains.
I'll go with holes in rats' brains, please.
Yeah, can I have holes in rats' brains, please? That's flavour.
I've got a pair of bitch tits. Yeah. I'll go away. Holes in rats' brains, please.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm only 12 and I've got moobs. But,
I'll go away. Holes in rats' brains. Did they give you a choice? Is it going to be called Pepsi Holes in Rats' Brains?
Have you seen this, right? A Pepsi spokesman said, these efforts, meaning to have less sugar and reduce calories, these efforts form part of Pep Plus, so Pepsi Plus, our transformation plan to drive positive action for people and the planet.
Not rats.
Not rats' brains.
Fuck rats. Rats' brains can go and screw themselves. Yeah.
Not rats' brains. But I've noticed...
Don't worry about the planet.
I've noticed it doesn't tell you what they're actually sort of putting in until you get right... you know, most people don't read all this stuff. You know, and they don't tell you what it says. They don't tell you what they're putting in. They just tell you they're putting 15% less in. But it says here, the new Pepsi formula is sweetened with sucralose and... acesulfame, potassium, or ASK, which reportedly has 50% less sugar and calories than added sugars. So that stuff, right, is toxic as hell.
Right.
That stuff.
So it's worse.
I don't know what is worse. They're basically putting a toxic sugar into you. They're taking that out. But they've still got 15 grams in. It's not like it's got none in. So it keeps sugar industry happy. I mean, 15 grams is high enough.
Yeah. You wouldn't eat 15 grams of sugar, would you?
No. You try not to. I mean, artificial sugar, I'm sure we've mentioned them before. Artificial sugars, Donald Rumsfeld, wasn't it? With aspartame. They just covered it. Basically, just covered it up, where it were making giving rats brains, putting holes in rats' brains, and causing brain tumours.
No, it's alright, because there's a jab for a brain tumour.
Yeah, there will be now.
Oh God. Oh dear.
But again, going back to what you were saying, they're the people that are saying they're trying to. We're doing it for the planet. We're going to protect the planet. Protect people on the planet by poisoning them.
Genius dupe system.
And, well, is it genius or just absolute pure evil, Chris? Because
it's pure evil. These people are fucking devils. It's horrible. Yeah. What I mean is, Fatty, right? What point would you harm another human being for financial gain? I hope you're going to say none. You wouldn't.
Yeah, none.
No, would I?
None. In fairness, me and Crab Claws were talking about that today. Jacko said, if somebody offered me 10 million quid to do harm somebody, I'd instantly tell them no.
Yeah. Most human beings would.
Most human beings would.
So
I know people who probably won't.
Well, you've also got a level of, you can pretend that it's not happening, you know.
Well, like they are doing. Most of these people are pretending it's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah,
most people signing the deal with the devil every day. Mm.
Yeah. Again, that's why I'm saying, are they trying to wind people up? Because they're making it really obvious now that the conspiracy theorists for the first time were right. They're laying all them cards out there and still no one's getting annoyed. Mm. Really, are they?
No. Even Craig Charles struggling to, he became ill live on air. How many times, right, in history of watching TV, live TV or TV, any form of TV,
someone got ill
have
on
you
air.
Known yeah. somebody get ill on air?
And he literally said, because I heard this, I saw Craig Charles actually before Christmas, it was really good, in the Junction in Cambridge. But he said his hand went numb and he couldn't hold his pen. And then it spread up his arm to the back of his neck, and then he got a headache. Right. I mean, that's some scary shit, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, and he was in A&E for 24 hours.
Right.
I mean, that and it's scary shit, but it's obviously obvious what that is. To nutters like us.
To us.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Well, to us it is, but I don't know. I struggle with... And then Andrew Lloyd Webber, I think we mentioned him, his son passing away.
Son passed away, yeah. 43.
43-year-old.
And was that turbo cancer?
Yes, another one. Yeah, it's shocking, really. The whole thing is
shocking. You flash back to 3 or 4 years ago. Well, 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. Of us saying... We kind of see what's coming, but we don't want to be right about this one.
Yeah.
I mean, it is literally... No.
Well, whether we like it or not, there's going to be some kind of economic reset. However bad that's going to be, I don't know. And there's also going to be a reset where they cull a load of people. We're already seeing that. The death rates carry on like they are in 2 or 3 years' time. I don't know what's going to happen. It is a bit of a...
But it's not happening that far because it's not on the telly box, is it?
No. Well, I mean, you've got stuff like, again, live on television. Sergio Aguero, you won't know him as a footballer, played with Man City. He had to retire last year. That were him who collapsed on pitch.
Right. Yeah,
signed with Barcelona. Collapsed on pitch. He'd been telling everybody to have the tap.
How old is he?
He'd been in his 30s now, but I mean, these guys are athletes like people have never known.
I mean, if you can run around a football, I'm actually going to say how long it is. I don't even know how long it is. If you can run around a football pitch for X amount of time, I mean, these are some of the fittest people on the planet, aren't they?
Well, I mean, he's been at top. He was at the top of his game for many years, but here he is last week. A year ago, he had to. Just over a year ago, 18 months ago, when this picture I'm showing you now was when he were playing for Barcelona.
Right.
He went from Man City to Barcelona, so biggest clubs in the world. You're talking. He's not playing playing low leagues or something like that. He's playing top end, playing for Argentina as well. These people are playing at the highest possible level. And then he's reduced to this, crying on television, saying he's got to retire because he's just found out. Bear in mind, if you leave a club like Man City and go to Barcelona, they don't just swap contracts and say, all right, you can start tomorrow. You have to go through, when they're paying, whatever, tens of millions of pounds for these players, hundreds of millions sometimes. Can you imagine health checks to go through?
I was going to say, and when they sign them up, they would know. Yeah, exactly. They know where they're going to be in the next 5 years. You suddenly discover you've got a heart condition.
Yes, because they've got to get him insured.
Yeah.
So he'll have gone through that, they've bought him, and he's got to be insured. And I think it was his second game or something like that. He has to come off because he's got chest problems, and then he has to retire.
And then there's no discussion about the jibber jab.
No discussion, even though everyone knows he had it because he was on telly telling everybody to get it. Poor lad. So now, last week I think it was, he does an interview on Twitch, a Twitch live stream, and it had to be cancelled because he had a heart scare while streaming live.
Fucking hell.
So this is 17 months after that incident on the pitch here. So going back to what that ONS said about it just being 12 weeks, we know this is 17 months after.
Yeah. So where did you get that information from, BBC for?
Oh, yeah. No, I got this information. This was a Daily Mail story.
No, but what I mean is the BBC didn't mention any of this because they're the big daddy in this whole thing. So you get these little stories, don't you, in the Daily Mail. That's why I look at the Daily Mail. You get these little stories in there and you get them in Yahoo and stuff like that, but they're not shouted about, are they?
No, but are these stories put out there to terrify people?
I think there is a bit of that, and I think there's a bit of terrifying it, and I think there's a bit of they want people to get angry.
Yeah,
like Schwab said years ago, do they want us to get angry? I think they want revolt. To be honest with you,
right?
Yeah. Maybe they're surprised that we're not revolting.
I just think they're putting people through more trauma,
More trauma, and maybe testing how dumbed down we are. You know, what level of, we can tell you this, we can tell you that, and you still don't do anything. My God, we've gotten by the bollocks.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
and this guy, there's a video playing on this story. It's Jurgen Klopp. I remember Jurgen Klopp, he's Liverpool manager, right? He's with his stupid pearly white teeth that he's got, even though he's older than me.
I'm very familiar with Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah. He said, if you don't get the vaccine, you're like a drunk driver.
Right. Nice.
That's what he said.
But imagine what clout he's got, Fire, as a football manager.
Yeah.
That's some clout to kids, you know.
To kids and everybody. Millions of people. For him to go to a press conference to say that. But then this guy, Sergio Aguero, said the same thing. He made a video about it. get the jab. Get the jab.
I'm not going to defend these people, but, you know, maybe it is.
I understand
the fact
why. I understand
they believed it all was happening, and someone's going, you would really help the movement here at this point if you just said that. Maybe it's that. I hope it's that.
I'm sure it's a bit of everything, really. What do you think of this guy, Chris? Jordan Peterson. What do you think of him?
I would say I'm very suspicious of him because he was one of them guys, like the who's that knobhead who got arrested in Ukraine for trafficking?
Tate.
Like that Tate
in
guy.
Romania or wherever.
Yeah, he's one of those characters that appears on the scene who people are immediately asking, "What do you think of him? What do you think of him?" And I'm like, I don't know. And I've watched him, and he seems quite smart on occasion, but a lot of what he says, if I'm honest, is just I think he's a good talker.
Well, he's certainly a good talker. He's definitely been jabbed. Didn't talk about that now, even though he said he wishes he hadn't have had him. He's been talking recently about that when he used to work at UN, he realised, got kicked out at UN because he realised there was going to be a population collapse.
Right.
He hadn't been talking about that, though. He never mentioned that over the last, you know, when he got his millions of viewers. Never mentioned that he worked at UN and there were going to be a population collapse. Forgot to mention that bit.
Yeah. I never trusted him, if I'm honest.
I think these people are used and utilised, either knowingly or unknowingly.
He's a good talker, to be fair. Mm. But I have this thing with certain folk. He's a good talker and he can deliver and deliver and talk and talk and talk. But when I actually analysed what he was saying, a lot of it, I just thought, it sounds very smart and he delivers it really well, but I'm getting no substance from it, if I'm honest. I mean, it's easy for me to say that, isn't it?
but it's just
my opinion. I don't know.
My view is, he was a psychologist, right? And it'd be interesting to see what Mark Nesty thinks of him, actually. He says some decent stuff, but he's trained in he thinks about everything from a psychological point of view, right? Which is fair enough, no problem there. And he also, at end of it, always says, but I think Democrats are going to win or Republicans are going to win.
I switch off as soon as someone says shit like that.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that devalues some of the things he says, because it doesn't. But, and he's been tapped. I mean, if he's intelligent, he wouldn't be getting tapped. And again, the power of these people.
Well, like you're just saying there, Fatty, right? So you've got a guy that everyone is talking about. It's been super smart. He's super smart, super smart. Yeah. He's still talking about the left and right demographic, and he's been tapped. I'm sorry, I have to question your fucking intelligence. I don't give a fuck how many PhDs you got or how many people tell me you're so smart. Those two things there, I'm sorry, Jordan Peterson, I'm sure you've said a lot of smart stuff, but I'm turned off.
Yeah. Yeah.
No disrespect.
As my dad used to say, thick as pig shit.
No, but it's true that you can have all the accolades and all the fucking 10,000 viewers. Da, 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 da. You've been tapped and you still believe in the fucking.
No, he's in the millions. He's in the millions of viewers.
Well, whatever.
Right?
Yeah. And I've been told by numerous people to watch him.
Yeah. Him and.
As I've been told by loads of people to watch him, immediately makes me suspicious.
Yes.
Like that Tate guy. That, my point was people going, what do you think of that Tate guy? What do you think of that Tate guy? Nothing. I think nothing of him.
Nothing. Yeah, it says
because
nothing.
It's a fucking psyop. It's clearly a psyop. You've got this guy in these big sunglasses, cross-legged, talking about blah, blah, bullshit. Sorry.
Nonsense.
Buying. I'm not buying. I'm
more
not
nonsense. I noticed somebody put a comment on the other day saying, anyway, long story, but questioning that, you know, about what Russell Brand, it's all right for us to talk about Russell Brand and all. Well, I found some information yesterday that I can't really go into it because I'm trying to get more information. Well, let me tell you something. If this information's true, and I believe it is because of the person that's told me, then Brand, you're a lying bastard.
Yeah. But like the Peterson thing, I'm not saying about anything about that person per se, but never trusted it. Never trusted the information.
Well, again, Chris, right? Like Russell Brand, he says things, yeah. We've got, I don't know how many subscribers on our channel, 14,000. We're peasantry, right?
Yeah.
Paltry subscriber. I'm not interested about chasing.
No, not care.
Not interested in clickbait. All this nonsense. Right?
I'm happy as being the secret in the secret in the secret.
Yeah, whatever it is, I'm not even happy being anything. I like doing this to get it off my chest. Right. Anyway, Brand has got millions of people watching him, like Nurse Gladys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all these people that have popped up with hundreds of thousands of followers or millions even. Yeah. Why are they allowed to say what they say? We can't even say it. We did a podcast with Rise Above, right? And we're careful in what we say. Mm. Arm spears, all. It got banned. I turned it on, it got banned.
Yeah.
I had to email Lance and tell him to turn it off because it's got banned. And it didn't get banned on his site. It got banned on our site.
Yeah. Yeah. I was given
14,000. Russell Brand. It's interesting, it's called Brand, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Russell the Brand.
Is that the brand, or is it you're being branded?
Both, probably. Yeah. But yeah, I've heard he works for a marketing agency.
Well, these people like Jordan
Peterson. Or a media agency, sorry.
As Jerry would say, they're just spouting word salad.
Yes,
that's the way I see it, and I mean, I'm, you know,
capturing data, Chris.
I'm sure they're smarter than me, but
smarter than you in what though?
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, Jordan.
Jordan Peterson were addicted to opioids,
right? So you got three things there: addicted to opioids, left and right paradigm, being tapped. What level of intelligence is there?
I think he was suffering from depression.
Well, I mean that's. It's not.
Not saying
fault.
So he had a lot going on. In fairness to it, yeah, he was. He was drug dependent. He went to a Russian rehabilitation center. I mean, as soon as you start hearing these things, you start thinking MK Ultra.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, it's. I don't know these people who we hold up as us. The reason we get ourselves into so much trouble is because, for some reason, we have to have these demigods in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's part of human nature that we need to rely on someone. We need to follow someone. We need someone to lead us into wherever. And sometimes it's the fucking abyss, isn't it?
A lot of times it's the abyss. A lot of times it's the abyss. Anyway, I'm about done there, are you?
Yeah.
Got that rant off my chest. Yeah. Got all left to say?
Well, interesting. I've been doing a bit of work for a fellow sheep farmer recently. Hello, I don't want to mention anyone's name. But interesting, we had a discussion about, you know, why us? What's it all about?
You mean doing some cooking, aren't you?
Yeah.
When you say work, yeah.
Yeah, some chef work for someone. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because you think their spouse, i.e. partner, thinks they're a nutter, but then hasn't been jabbed, hadn't had the jab fire. Yeah. So there is a point of maybe just, you know, I mean, I don't really spout on, as I'm not as militant as you, but I stopped my missus getting the jab. She might have got it, I don't know. She probably wouldn't have done through laziness. But maybe his point is just not to get that person jibby-jabbed. And if loads of nutters like us lot out there who stop that one person from getting the jibby jab, maybe that's enough. If you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean. I don't know what is our purpose here. It's a big question, is that? But
one thing I was thinking today,
one person. I don't think it's just here to serve one person. I think
one thing I was thinking today, I was in my shed all day today making my weird sculptures, and I just got thinking. You know, no one thinks on a spiritual level anymore, do they? You have a conversation with people. I'm not saying, you know, like if you take a kid, right, when you were a kid, and I remember saying to our dad, right, driving down the road in his van, and I said, what's it all about though, Dad? You know, wouldn't you like to live longer and live forever and just find out what it's all about? And he said, you fucking talk too much. he said, you think too much. You're going to drive yourself fucking insane. And I was just saying, what's it all about? You know, you know, as a kid. But as kids, you say that, don't you? Even to your mates, you go, what's it all about? But then you, as you get older, you stop asking that question. It goes away. I no longer ask that question anymore. I don't sit in a pub with my mates or sit around and have a beer or whatever, and someone goes, what's it all about, though? You know, what is
surely
it
that's the biggest question, isn't it?
The biggest question. Surely.
There isn't another question.
You should be really. TV on a nightly basis, along with why do we go to sleep? No one can answer that one. Not even something as simple as why do we go to sleep?
No.
Do you think we go to another spiritual realm? What happens?
You've been too deep, Chris. Have you watched Man U versus Newcastle?
Yeah. These are the things I want to talk about, though. Yeah. Constantly.
If you listen to Jurgen Klopp and see how white his teeth are, I'm going to have the same thing to myself.
Have you seen, what's his name? What was that racing driver's dreads? Yeah, they look fucking wicked, don't they?
What? Hamilton's glue on dreads?
Hamilton's glue on dreads look wicked.
Yeah, they do look wicked, yeah. It looks like a Vileda mop.
A clogged up Vileda mop.
Yeah. Picking plastic bottles up on a pre-loaded plastic bottle beach.
Yeah. But anyway, my point was, these spiritual questions, they're not in the daily. I mean, at least when everyone was more religious, when we were kids and everyone was, you know, following some organised weird religion, at least they were discussed at some level, even though the same guy who was discussing it with you, we're going to kick fuck out of you in about 10 minutes. Because he loved Jesus. but yeah, these questions just aren't asked anymore, are they? They're not in daily conversation.
No, maybe that's something we'll pick up at some other point. We've got quite a few podcasts lined up, actually, for quite a few people booked in, guests, to come on and have a chat with us. Recording one this week, I think. I don't know when we'll release this. I might just put it out tomorrow night.
Yeah, just put it out.
Yeah. We'll do that. So we'll see you next time. We're going to be doing some more recording on the 4th. Huxley podcast as well, docu-podcast, podumentary, whatever you want to call them. So if you're listening to this, remember, we'll put this out for everybody tomorrow night, so it's not a members or anything like that podcast.
Quick chit-chat.
Quick chit-chat on a Sunday night. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in. Take it easy. Bye.
Bye.
Oceans and skies.